You're tuning in to the Walk in Faith podcast. I'm Yvonne Rivera Newberry, guide and friend for new believers to discuss relevant topics to their newfound faith and identity in Christ. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to start this podcast. This has been in the making now for, I think, over a year. I had a friend who suggested that I do this. And more recently, I joined a writer's group to help develop my book that I'm writing, and that was their suggestion, was you ought to start a podcast. And so here I am doing it. So I first want to just share the purpose of this podcast is really to talk about all things faith, Christianity, for the new believer and for the person particularly who did not grow up going to church, who did not grow up referencing the Bible, much less reading it. And part of that is because that's my story. I am 47 years old. My conversion took place when I was 41. My husband and I were about 15 years into our marriage. A lot of people ask me, was he a Christian, or did you become a Christian first? He was a Christian. He was a Christian actually since he was a little boy, and really started to get into ministry when he went to college, and then I'm going to say kind of fell away. So yes, he was a Christian before I was. And I would describe my conversion in 2017, it really was a series of avalanches. And to be clear, I was not an atheist. I was more, I would say, agnostic. So I believed in God. I believed in one God that could do all things and knew everything and was everywhere at the same time. But I had this very, I think, detached notion of God. God was this very holy being up there doing holy stuff with very select few holy people. And that the select few, I was not selected for that select few. So I believed in God, but I just had this very, I'm going to say, detached notion of that. And to provide context just for my conversion, you know, and why I use the word avalanche is because the old Yvonne was steeped very heavily and trained for many years in feminist philosophy and critical race theory. I worked at two abortion clinics. I sought mediums and tarot card readers, and because I knew that there was something bigger than me, I knew that there was a mystery that I wanted to tap into and I wanted to understand, but I was so lost and so blind. I definitely had questions and I definitely wanted to understand more, but no one was there to say, Yvonne, you know, God wants a relationship with you. And this is why his son, Jesus, walked this earth and died on the cross. No one said that. No one shared that. So when I finally put my faith in Jesus, I knew that I couldn't be divided in the way I did that. I knew that if I was going to do it, I was going to be all in. I refused to do salad bar Christianity where I could get extra helpings of the stuff that I really liked and just bypass the stuff that I didn't like and that maybe I struggled with. I knew that if I put my faith in Jesus, that would mean that I would be wrestling and doing a lot of praying over stuff that I did not like or I did not understand. And I did. And so 2017 was really the start of a different life, not just for me, but for my marriage, for Jason, my husband, for our children, our entire household. And in a nutshell, I mean, our lives really changed. Jason and I and our children became very involved with our church. Isabel served in the nursery. Justin served in greeting and seating guests as they came in. And Jason and I began by serving in a ministry that was an 8-week course for anyone to come and talk about their faith, no matter where they were at. And Jason and I joined a couple's Bible study that met twice a month, and the leaders ended up stepping down, and so we ended up taking that on. Then I began a women's Bible study that met weekly, and you know, Jason and I also mentored a young couple on a weekly basis. They were part of our couples group. And we did all of this for about 4 years. I think about that and it's kind of wild. It was very, very busy, busy time, but full of fruits and joys and growth, lots and lots of growth. I devoured books. I was into the Word every day, praying every day, and also reading a ton of books. And one of them was Experiencing God by Henry and Richard Blackaby and Claude King, which, by the way, I do highly recommend. It is a little bit of a meatier book, not an easy summer read, I would say, but worth diving into and kind of wrestling with. But one of the things that I liked about that book, there's so many things I loved about that book, but one was that it really highlighted and articulated the transformation of living a self-centered life to a God-centered life. And I really like that because it's more than just having new eyes and ears, right, for the church and for the sermons that your pastor is about to preach. It's about what your life looks like when you leave church. What your thoughts are, what your appetites are. That might mean, you know, the circle of people that you call friends or hang out with, maybe you don't feel like you can hang out with them anymore. Maybe you feel some conviction over some things that you used to do and you don't feel like you can really do those anymore. And so what does your life look like professionally at work? I mean, essentially, is your faith bleeding into every area of your life? Because if you're living a God-centered life, it should be bleeding into every area of your life. And if you think about being a Christian, if that means consistently attending church and serving in a ministry, I don't know, feeding the homeless, I feel like that misses the mark. And not that there's anything wrong with those things. Those are all good things. And I certainly am not minimizing consistent attendance at church or feeding the homeless. Those are wonderful, good things. But being a Christian is more than that. And I feel like there's this notion that a lot of folks, it's like almost a compartmentalized living. They're checking the box of what it means to be a good Christian by going to church and doing the things that they think comes along with that identity. And so that's my hope for this podcast, really, is to talk about all of those things, which is a lot of stuff and more. And one of my first guests that I hope to make more regular in his appearances is Jason, my husband. He and I have been together now for 21 years, and we have survived the many valleys in our marriage that could have ended in divorce, but by the grace of God, we didn't. And he is the one person who can absolutely testify with detail this transformation that I'm talking about. He had a front row seat to what that looked like, not just in just me on my own, but in our marriage, in our parenting, in our household, what that looked like for the people we hung out with and what we did for fun. All of that changed. And so I hope to have him on here. He's my best friend. He's a wonderful, wonderful man, noble, very honorable man, loving. The biggest heart that you will ever see. I think people meet him and they may think he's gruff, but he's really got just the biggest heart ever. And so, and his gift, he has many gifts, but one of them is discernment. And I'm grateful for that gift. If nothing else, I'm hoping that this podcast will just shine a light on the single most important decision that anyone can make, the one that I made, that drastically improved my life and the lives of others whom I impact, whether it's directly or indirectly. And that was admitting that I am a broken, sinful woman in need of a Savior, and accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior was the answer. And that alone has saved my marriage, and by the grace of God has protected our children. Jason and I have the peace of knowing that our children have accepted Jesus as their Savior, and they are currently on their individual walks with the Lord. So we are super grateful for His grace and love and just bringing that about. So I hope that you will join me for some rich discussion on all things about faith, particularly for those who are just starting their walk. So I hope you share this with someone that you know might be a new Christian, a new believer. And even for those who aren't, we might be talking about stuff that just resonates, because sometimes, you know, there are topics that are just relevant no matter where you're at in your walk with the Lord. So that's all I have for right now. I hope you'll tune in next week for the second episode. God bless.